光景。
So you'll discover in the Bible, this.
我们打开马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
这个我常常会举，但是我今天还要提出来。马太十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
十三节
Verse 13
马太十三章十三节
Matthew chapter 13 verse 13
耶稣在这边讲人的问题在哪里
Lord Jesus is addressing what's the problem with man
十三章十三节我们要念到十五节
We'll read from verse 13 to verse 15
好我们选英文先念
We'll read English firstTherefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. In their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, You will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but you will not perceive. For the heart of the people has become dull. With their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes, otherwise they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return.And I will heal them.
那中文呢我只要你念十六节就可以了。十六节我们一起念。但你们的眼睛是有福的因为看见了。你们的耳朵也是有福的因为听见了。所以耶稣在这里讲出一个很可怕的事情。
So here the Lord talk about something that's really, frightening.
这个可怕的现象是什么呢
What's this frightening phenomenon?
不是神没有讲话
It's not that the Lord hasn't spoken yet
不是神没有启示
It's not that the Lord hasn't revealed anything
讲了
He did indeed say
可是听不见
But nobody can hear it
启示起了
He has revelations
可是看不见
But people cannot see
所以这个是历史历代从古到今人一直有的难题
So this is the one and greatest problem that people throughout history have
那么神要做事在人的身上
And the Lord wants to do work on people
面临就是这个大的难关
And what he faces is this great challenge
大难题就是我们看看不见听听不清楚
The great problem is that we cannot see and we cannot hear
神要跟我们讲话要跟我们启示 somehow 我们就没办法抓住
Lord want to talk to us and want to reveal to us but somehow we just cannot hold on to the message
我传道今天是从92年差不多快12年了
I've been preaching for 12 years
那一个传道人最大的 frustration 是什么
One of the greatest frustration of the preachers are
就是言之者蠢蠢我不知道你怎么翻就是我很努力的讲
Those who are talking are really hard are working really hard、
mm-hmm. 听之者呢渺渺
But those who are listening are
careless、
right.
如果你是一个老师你看到学生很用功那你很高兴
If you're a teacher you see a student who's very studious you're very happy
但如果你是个老师你看见学生个个不读书
But if you're a teacher, but you see the student, they don't read their books.
一考试就是交白卷。
And whenever they have tests, they have empty tests.
我不管你多么天才的老师，到最后也昏倒，一定心脏病发作。
Regardless what a great teacher you are, you definitely will just faint.
对吧？所以老师最大的喜乐就是看到学生很用功，考试考得很好。
So the greatest pleasure of a teacher is to see the student work really hard and get really good grades.
神的心也是这样。
The Lord's heart is the same.
他要向他的儿女说话，要让他的儿女看见神的旨意。
He wants to talk with his children, and he wants them to listen and be able to see.
神碰到的难题跟我们每一个人碰到的难题是一样的，就是讲是归讲，听不见。
But what the problem faced by the Lord is the same as what we faced. Is that talk? You can talk, but we cannot hear.
启示归启示，看不见。
You can reveal anything, but we just can't see.
这是人的事实。
This is the true nature of man.
我们只要是亚当的子孙，我们都在这个同样一个难题的里头。
As long as we are born in Adam, we have the same problem.
好，现在是神怎么打破、冲破这个难题
？So how did the Lord take care of this problem?
想不想知道？
Do you want to know?、
啊、你第一个你要知道、哎、这个我跟我妻子在医生这件事上有很大的看法。
First thing you need to know、to sidetrack that there's、my wife and I have a great、divergence in、regarding to doctors.
我不是要死了我不会去看医生的。
Unless I'm dead I won't go to see a doctor.
我的妻子什么生都看。
My wife will go see the doctor for anything.
她的那个医生的 list 有这么长一个 page、
There's a whole page list of doctors.
各式各样的医生，所以你要找医生找他，大概会差不会差很远。
Doctors of any kind, so if you need any doctor, you can go find her.
为什么？因为他知道他有病。
Why? Because she knows she has.
圣经说的很清楚，有病的人才需要医生。
It's clearly stated in the Bible, those who need doctors are sick themselves.
我不看医生是因为我认为我没有病。
I don't go to see the doctor because I.
注意听我的话，我认为我没有病。
I don't go to the doctor because I feel like I don't have sickness.
但实际有没有毛病的？有毛病的，但是我不承认。
Pay attention, he says, I feel, but do I really have sickness? Maybe, but I do not admit that I have.
啊，所以将来是怎么回事呢
？So what's will happen in the future?
你知道哪一个先死
？Do you know who dies first?
啊，因为我不承认有病嘛。
Because I do not admit I have sickness.
所以我不需要医生嘛。
So I don't need doctors.
所以一个人要有救。
So in order for one to be saved,
他必须知道什么？他第一步应该知道什么
What's the first thing that he need to do?
我有病
To admit that he's sick
那你就开始有救了
Then you're beginning to have hope
如果你根本死不认账
But if you do not admit
你只好啊等、去死吧
But then you just wait for death to come fetch you
是无药可救的
There's no medicine for you
无药可救所以我们要蒙耶稣的拯救
So that if we want to have the salvation of Jesus,
你第一要先承认是什么
The first thing you need to be able to do is,、
我是瞎子
Admit that you're blind.
我是聋子
That you're hard of hearing.
我听不见，也看不见
To admit that you cannot hear, you cannot see.
注意，我不是讲你肉身的眼睛，我也不是讲你。肉身的耳朵
Note that I'm not talking about physical eyes or ears.
我是讲到里面属灵的眼睛与属灵的耳朵。
I'm talking about the ears and eyes inside.
整个今天我们的信仰是你看见什么，听见什么。
Our whole belief is that what you see and what you hear.
人讲的都不算。
What man said does not count.
因为人的话都不可靠的
Because man's words cannot be trusted.
今天整个能够存到永远的耶稣说过一句很重要的话
Today, the one thing that will last forever, Jesus said one thing.
我们常常觉得这本书没什么了不起、啊、
We often feel that this book is not that big deal.
因为如果真了不起你每天都要看的但是现在我们事实是我很少碰的只有礼拜天碰一碰跑来的
If it's really a good deal, a great deal, then you would touch it every day, but normally we just
don't
read on Sunday. Why do we have such attitude?
因为我们以为这个只是、一些像小说一样的故事而已
Because we regard it as just as stories.
耶稣可不是这样看的
But that's not what, how Jesus looked at it.
耶稣怎么说
Jesus said,
天地可以废去
He said, the sky and the heaven can pass away.
我的话
But my words...
一点一画都不能废去
Just even one stroke or one、word cannot be erased.
所以天地我们认为是永存
So we think of heaven and、an earth as forever.、
因为我们中国话不是说与天地什么共存吗就是永不朽了
There's a Chinese saying that to be、forever with this、heaven and earth is
但是圣经告诉我们这个天地有一天都要怎么样要废去了
The Bible tells us that one day the heaven and sky, the heaven and earth will be gone.
那么今天科学已经证明有这件事情了
And today indeed science has proven that this is possible.
天地怎么废去了
How would the sky and the earth be, disappear?
一个东西叫 black hole.
Something called black hole.
到里面去就没有
Once you get in, you can't get out.
科学已经证明这件事天地是可以废去的
Science has proven that this indeed,sky and the earth will disappear.
但是神说我的话永远长存
But the Lord said my words will never be erased.
那为什么我们搞不清楚呢
How can we not understand?
就是因为我们瞎眼 与耳聋。
Because we're blind and because we're hard of hearing.
那么保罗以前他也是瞎眼也是耳聋的。
So before Paul is also blind and he's also deaf.
但是他为上帝大发热心。
But then he find great passion for it.
他是当时的神学院毕业的最高高材生了。
He at his time was a graduate of what's equivalent of a seminary.
对 is number one
graduate.
对可是他为上帝大发热心他成为什么样的一个人呢？
But after he has great passion for the Lord, what has he become?
他是一个逼迫耶稣的人。
But he become someone who persecutes Jesus.
他是杀基督徒的人。
He's someone who kills Christians.
他认为杀基督徒就是替天行道。
He thinks that killing Christians is just doing job for the heaven, for God.
直到有一天
Until one day,
他正要去抓基督徒的时候
As he was on his way to catch another Christian
耶稣忍无可忍
Jesus cannot hold it anymore
在路上向他显现
Lord appeared to him on the road
一个大光把他打倒在地上
A great light struck him
很稀奇哦他就变成什么
Amazingly he turned blind
但是他肉眼瞎了
But even though his physical eye was blind,
他问了一句话
He asked one thing.
他说什么?
What did he ask?
主啊,你是谁?
He said, Lord, who are you?
我们刚刚念的。
We just read that.
什么叫做意象?
What is vision?
意象不是你眼睛看见什么?
Vision is not what your eyes could see.
保罗那个时候他眼睛是什么也看不见。
At that time, Paul's physical eyes cannot see anything.
可是他问了一个很好的问题。
He has a great question.
这个问题是主啊你是谁
He asked Lord who are you
弟兄姊妹意象的内容就在这个问题里头
Brothers and sisters the key thing about vision is here
今天我们很多人用意象这个词但是跟圣经用这个词是完全两码子事
Today we oftentimes use vision but it's in a different context than what's used in the Bible
我听过最荒唐的意象就是有一个弟兄跟一个姐妹说我昨天晚上看到一个意象
There's one most preposterous use of it that I heard is last night I saw a vision
神说你要嫁给我做老婆
And that brother said to sister said, the vision said God said you will marry me as a wife
那是异端那是异端不是异象
That's
heresy
That's heresy Not vision
这不是圣经讲的异象
This is not the vision that's talked about in the Bible
你注意看保罗在这里说
Please pay attention
你是谁主啊你是谁
Please pay attention Paul said Lord who are you
主就把他自己向他表明
And Lord revealed himself to Paul
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣
And Lord said, I am the Jesus who you persecute.
他第二个问题呢?
What's his second question?
主啊,你要我为你做什么?
And he asked, Lord, what do you want me to do for you?
所以耶稣就告诉他,你到城里面去,有人会告诉你我要你做什么。
So Jesus told him to go into the city and there will be someone there to tell you what to do.
所以这个瞎子保罗就被牵到那个城里面去了。
So this blind Paul was led by someone and he walked into the city.
然后他又等了几天。
And he waited there for several days.
又见到一个异象。
And he saw another vision.
他就看见有一个人在这个异象中向他走来。
And in his vision he see this person walking towards him.
他后来果然就看见有一个人到他面前
And there's out there really is somebody walking towards him
告诉他你要耶稣叫我来告诉你你要做什么
And that person said Lord Jesus told me to tell you what to do
这整个的就是他这边所说的天上来的异象
This whole thing is what's called referred to as the vision from heaven
这个异象不是他肉眼看见
This vision is not what his physical eyes could see
这个异象是他里面的心眼被打开认识那个向他说话的是谁
This vision comes from because his heart the eye in his heart is opened so he can see who is that that's speaking to him
从那一天起
From that day on
他就做了这个异象的什么俘虏
So that from that day he became a prisoner of this vision
他就不再走他以前的路他开始走 这个主人告诉他要走的路。
He no longer walked the ways that he used to walk. He walk, now walks the way that this Lord wants him to walk.
以前他有一个热心要做犹太教的大拉比。
Before he has a passion to become a great rabbi of the Judea.
但是从那一天起，这一切都是昨日的黄花。
But from that day on, all this is just but passing moments, passing thoughts.
他没有自己的追求。
He doesn't have his own seekings.
没有自己的雄心大志。
He doesn't have his own great goals in life.
他求什么？
What does he want?
他只求这个意象中向他显现的主。
He only wants the Lord that's in this vision.
愿你的旨意成就在我的身上。你要我做什么？
May your will be done upon me.
这是保罗给我们看见的见证。
This is the testimony that Paul has shown us.
那么当然，全本圣经只有保罗是这样戏剧化的倒下去的见证。
Throughout the whole Bible, only Paul fell down so comically.
但是这个原则是在每一个人身上必须是如此。
But the principle should be true to everyone.
我们必须认识主啊，你是谁。
We must be able to recognize and ask, Lord, who are you?
然后你知道他是谁之后，你要问他，主啊，你要我做什么？
After you know who he is, then you need to ask, Lord, what do you want?
这个构成我们一生的内容。
This should be our entire life story.
你我活在地上不是为自己而活。
We live on this world not for ourselves.
一个基督徒是不再为自己而活，乃是为我们死而复活的主而活。
As a Christian, we don't live for ourselves, but live for the Lord who's resurrected.
我们不能再有 self-interest.
We can no longer have self-interest.
自我的兴趣。
Our own hobbies.
我们只有什么 interest?
What kind of interest do we have?
God's interest. 神的愿望。
We should only have God's interest and God's will.
所以这个是一个叫做 passion.
This is what's called a passion.
今天教会需要这样的一个 passion.
Today's church needs this kind of passion.
今天的基督徒要在这个世界能够有影响力，你必须有这样的 passion.
To be a force in this, on this world that could affect others, Christians need to have this passion.
否则我们在地上的生活就是跟世界没有分别。
Else our lives on this world would be...There's no difference between one.
我们的生命跟世界任何一个人生命不会有什么差别的。
Our lives would be no different than anyone else.
了不起，你赚很多的钱。
You could earn a lot of money.
或者你有很大的名声。
Or you could have great fame.
或者你可能做，在我们中间，但不太多的人可以有资格做美国的总统。
Or maybe you could become the president of the United States.
除非你生在这里。
But unless you're born here, you probably don't have that chance.
但是这一切
But all of this
只有今天的价值
It has only value today.
你走的那一天通通带不走的
The day you pass away, you cannot bring anything with you.
对吧？今天要走的时候能够带着走的那个值钱
Today, the things that you can bring with you when you die, that's worth a lot of money.
同意不同意弟兄姊妹
Do you agree?
凡是你今天死的那一天走不掉带不走的东西通通不值钱的
Everything that you cannot bring with you when you die that's worthless
基督徒啊我们走的那一天我们是带什么走
Christians the day we pass away what do we bring with us
你有没有想过这个问题
Have you thought about this
走的那天你带什么走
The day you pass away what do you bring with you
感谢主，这个身体不是跟我们一起走，这个身体到那一天就差不多了。
Praise the Lord, we do not bring this physical body with you because by that day it's pretty much gone.
我们为大个弟兄祷告好久了。
We pray for brother Doug for a long time.
我们还继续为他祷告，因为他今天要做一个决定，医生要做一个决定，要不要把他切肢。
We need to continue to pray for brother Doug because today the doctor needs to make a decision to whether to cut off one of his foot.
Yeah, 这是大事。
This is a big news.
在这个身体里头我们真是有很多很多的软弱疾病
In this physical body we have so many weaknesses and sickness
但是感谢主有一天神答应给我们一个什么
But praise the Lord one day he
新的身体
But praise the Lord, He promised that one day He will give us a new body, a resurrected body.
所以这个身体是会朽坏的帐篷，总要过去的。
So this body is nothing but a temporary tent.
我们要得的是那个不朽坏的帐篷。
What we want to have is that camp that tent could never be rot away.
但是有什么我们可能从今世可以带到来世的？
But what can we bring from this world to the next?
需要有意象。
We need to have vision.
你没有看见的话，你啥也带不走。
But if you don't have it, even
因为你不知道你要得什么。
You cannot bring anything with you because
you don't
know what you want.
神让你看见那个永世的东西。
Unless the Lord allows you to see,
他要我们在这里好好的为那个永世预备。
What allows you to see what's in the eternity and for us to prepare for this eternal life?
这个是意象的问题。
This is the regarding matter with the vision.
好，那么我们怎么看得见？
So how can we see?
耶稣对他的门徒说：“你们是眼睛是有福的，因为你们看见了。”
Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "You are blessed because your eyes could see."
你们的耳朵是有福的，因为你们听见了。
Your ears blessed because you can hear.
那么这你们是谁？
Who's you? Who's this you that he's referring to?
啊？那你如果读十三节第四十四节的话呢？
If you read from verse 13 and 14 in Matthew. So that's why he said, "Therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand."
所以在这里你会发现，一个是叫做你们，一个叫做他们。
So here you can note that there's this you, and then there's them.
你们眼睛有福看得见。
Your eyes are blessed are your eyes.
他们听不见，看不见。
But they cannot see and they cannot hear.
所以我的问题对大家是。
So my question to everyone is.
注意听。
Listen.
你们是我们还是他们？
Are you they or you?
到底谁是我们，谁是他们？
Who's we and who's they?
就决定了你看得见看不见。
Determines and decides whether you can see or not.
OK, 所以当我问你，你是我们还是他们的时候，大家有一部分人说了。
So when I ask you whether you are we or they, part of you said.
你很有把握的说什么？
Really surely you said.
我们是我们。
We are we.
是。那这个我们是谁？
So who is this we?
这一段圣经的我们是谁，他们是谁？
Who is this we and who is this they that it's referring to in the Bible?
这个就是看见与看不见的区别的地方。
This is the difference between those who can see and those who cannot see.
十三章耶稣讲道，有一大堆人听到。
Chapter 13, Jesus preached and a lot of people can hear.
对不对？站在耶稣面前听耶稣讲道的有上千的人。
There are thousands of people who stand before him to hear his gospel.
一大堆人。
A lot of people.
但是却被耶稣一刀切成两块。
But they were all separated in half by Jesus.
这一刀切成哪两块呢？一块叫做什么？
So what are these two?
他们。
What are these two parts?
一块呢？叫做我们。
One side is they and one side is we.
看见没有？这是很清楚的，我们与他们。
It's really clear to stay here.
这是耶稣分的，耶稣分的。那么现在问题在这里了，谁是在耶稣这段讲话的？谁是属于我们？谁是属于他们？在这一大群的人群中间。
So the question here is that among this whole congregation, this great gathering of people, who are they and who are we?
是，但是你说听见的人就是我们，没有听见的人就是他们，这当然是对的。
So you're saying those who are, can hear are we and those who cannot hear are they.
但问题在这里，问题是在这里。
The question is,
所有听不见的人都认为自己听得见。
The question is, all those who cannot hear, they think they can hear.
在这一场听到里面，没有一个人说我没听见。
Among all those who were there, no one, not a single person will admit that they did not hear.
同不同意？
Agreed?
如果他们当时做一个意见调查表，
If they do a survey,
你们听见今天耶稣讲什么没有？
And ask, did you hear what Jesus said today?
我相信在场每一个人都说我们听见了。
I believe everyone would say, yes, we hear what he said.
我们也看见了。
And we also see.
但是耶稣却知道有人真听见了。
But Lord Jesus knows that someone truly did hear.
但是有人根本以为自己听见，其实没有听见。
But there also there are others who thought they heard, but actually they did not.
以为自己看见，其实根本没有看见。
They thought they saw, but they did not see.
但是当事人并不知道。
But the person at the time did not know.
所以我叫这个可怕。
So that's why I said this is frightening.
看到没有？我刚刚用自己做例子，如果我明明有病而说自己没有病，这是最可怕的病人。
So I use myself as an example, because originally I have a sickness, but I said I do not. This is the worst kind of patient.
对不对？我一直说没病，没病，我不需要吃药，我不需要看医生。
I just keep on saying I'm not sick. I don't need to take medicine. I don't need to see the doctor.
同不同意？这是最可怕的病人。
Agree. This is the worst kind of patient.
因为这种病人是叫做什么？
Because this kind of patient is said to me,
无药可救
they're hopeless.
同不同意
Agree?
这种病人是最可怕的，因为他是无药可救的。
This kind of patient is the worst kind because there's no medicine for them that could cure him.
但是如果你知道你自己有病，这就开始有救了。
But if you do admit that you have sickness, then you begin to have hope.
属灵的事情，一个很重要的一件事情在这里。
This is one of the important things regarding spiritual things.
你听见耶稣说了没有？
Have you heard what Jesus said?
你听见看见耶稣所要启示的没有？
Have you seen what Lord Jesus want to reveal to you?
那我们来读一段约翰福音第 九章。
Let's turn to the book of John.
耶稣说过一句很奇怪的话。
Jesus said something really strange.
约翰福音第九章。
John chapter 9.
九章三十九节
verse 39
九章三十九节
chapter 9 verse 39
耶稣说我为审判到这世上来叫不能看见的可以看见能看见的呢反瞎了眼
and Jesus said for judgment I came into this world so that those who do not see may see and thatThose who see may become blind.
So Jesus will do something really strange.
So Jesus will do something really strange.
He will ask.
He will ask.
你看见没有?
Do you see?
你怎么回答?
How do you answer?
Oh, 看见了!
And you may say, oh yes, I see.
那照耶稣这句话怎么行?什么意思呢?
According to what he said here.
啊?看见的,反瞎了眼。
He will make you blind.
你如果说我没有看见。
If you say I cannot see,
那你是什么
？Then what are you?
有福的。
You are blessed.
能看不能看见的呢？耶稣要叫你看见。
Those who cannot see, Jesus will make you see.
这是很奇怪的事情。
This is truly strange.
看到没有？我们要看真的看见的先决条件是什么
？In order for us to see, the prerequisite is what?
你要承认我是。瞎眼了
You need to first admit that you are blind.
如果你不承认你是瞎眼的
If you do not admit that you are blind,
你不可能看见
There's no way you can see.
所以这个 vision 是看见的问题
So this vision, this problem with the vision is to whether you can see.
这个意象是里面的一个看见只有从天上才能够叫你的看见。
This vision that you can see, it could only be happen if it's coming from above.
我们如果没有看见这个从天上来的意象
，If we cannot see this vision from heaven,
我们在神的眼中，我们是一个瞎眼的。
In God's eye, we are blind.
我们就不知道怎么走路。
We do not know how to walk.
我们这一生所做的都是白费。
What we've done in our lives is useless.
那么今天。一个瞎子怎么能够看得见 这叫做福音。
So today, how could a blind man see? This is what's called gospel.
第九章就是讲出一个瞎子的看见的秘密是什么。
In chapter 9, talk about what's the secret of how a blind man can see.
那时间的缘故，我只讲它的重点，我不讲细节了。
Due to time, I'll just talk about the key points.
我要求我们没有读过这篇圣经的人，今天你回家以后，你赶快把这段圣经拿出来看。
I ask all those who haven't seen, read this part, to go home and read about this part.
因为这跟你一生怎么走路有绝对的关系。
Because this is really important to how you walk the rest of your life.
瞎眼怎么看见？
How could the blind see?
我们怎么能够看见天上的异象？
How could we see the vision from the sky?
那你会发现这里他讲到有一个生来是瞎眼的，第一节九章第一节告诉我们。
Here in the first verse, it talks about someone who was born blind.
一个生来是瞎眼的人。
He was born blind.
这就是我们每一个人。
This is like us, everyone.
他要看见，他经过两道手续。
In order for him to see, he need to go through two surgeries.
It's okay. 第一道手续是什么呢？
The first thing that he need to go through is
第六节。
In verse 6.
耶稣说的这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫或泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上。对他说，你往希罗亚池子去洗，希罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣，他去一洗，下面我们一起念，回头就看见了。
And six is, when he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay of the pills, and applied the clay to his eyes, and said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which translates to be sent. So he went away and washed, and came back seeing.
我读这个故事的时候，我就想到一个思想。
As I read this story, there's a one thought in my mind.
耶稣医治这个瞎子有多少方法可以医治？
How many ways could Jesus cure this blind man?
如果你是耶稣，你现在有一个生来瞎眼，你要医治他，你要怎么医治他？
If you're Jesus and you want to cure this blind man, how do you cure him?
好，他最简单的方法是瞎子眼睛打开。
The simple is just that blind man open your eyes.
可不可以？
Can you do that? Yes.
那为了表示耶稣很爱他，就按手在他瞎眼，瞎眼我按手为你祷告，叫你看见，可不可以？
To show that he truly loves him, he could place his hand on the blind man and say, "Oh, open your eyes, you can see now."
可是耶稣这两个方法都是我们想出来都没有做。
But these two ways is from the thoughts of man, but he did not do that.
对不对？耶稣用了一个很奇怪的方法。
Jesus used a really unique way.
先吐唾沫在地上。
He first spat on the ground.
然后去把那个唾沫跟泥怎么样？
And mix it with clay.
变成一个眼药膏。
And to become some sort of cream.
Cream.
Medicine.
然后就把这个眼药膏拿来涂在他的眼睛上。
And then he scoop up this cream and then to spread on his eyes.
然后再把它抹下来就可以看见了，是不是这样？
Of course, he could just and then take it away and then he could.
还没那么简单。
Right? No, it's not that.
然后说你去希罗亚池子去洗。
Not yet. He told him to go to the pool of Siloam.
那这个希罗亚池在哪里呢？
So where is this pool?
耶稣讲话是跟这个瞎子是在圣殿的门口，在这个山上。
Jesus was talking to this blind man on the door of the holy temple on the top of the mountain.
嗯哼，希罗亚池在这个山顶。
The pool is on the bottom of the mountain.
所以有多远多深呢？这个从山顶到下面去600公尺。
So how far is it from the top to the bottom? There's 600.
600公尺。600
meters.
那差不多几千个 feet.
It's a couple of thousand feet.
对，乘三。
1800 feet. 2000. It's really far.
记得他是个瞎子。
Remember, he's a blind man.
手上拿的是什么？
What is he holding on his hand?
大概一个拐杖或者个竹竿吧。
Probably a walking stick.
瞎子脸上是抹了这个。
He has cane and he got mud on his face.
耶稣说去希罗亚池子，就是他要往山下走2000个 feet.
Lord commanded him to go to Pool Siloam.
他怎么去的？
How did he make it there?
那时候没有狗。
At that time, there's no walking dog.
他只能叫做连滚带爬下山。
The only way he could do it is just for crawling or tumbling down the mountain.
你每一步你要想清楚。
Every step you need to
care. 他是连滚带爬下山的。
Careful calculation.
到池子洗了回头怎么样？
He had to wash off the mud in the pool and then he needed to go back and then.
我有时候想，如果我是那个瞎子。
Sometimes I think if I was that blind man.
我一定对耶稣说：“饶了我吧。”
I would say to him, "Oh Lord, have mercy on me."
何必整我这样整的呢
？Why do you make me suffer like this?
对不对
？Right?
你就是为我按手祷告就可以了。
Just place your hand on me and just pray for me.
对吧？
Right?
我们会跟耶稣讲很多很多更容易、更方便的方法。
We'll give Jesus lots of suggestion, easier ways to. We'll suggest some easier ways to.
我们比耶稣聪明多了。
We're so much smarter than Jesus.
对不对？很多很又简单又快的方法。
Right, we have lots of simpler, lots.
你怎么样也没想到耶稣用了这么麻烦的一个方法。
You can never guess that Jesus used such a troublesome way method.
我们懂不懂为什么？
Do we know why?
到底耶稣是什么意思？
What's the meaning of this?
人为什么瞎眼？
Why is man blind?
因为我们没有顺服神的话。
Because we do not obey Lord's word.
我们为什么成瞎眼？
Why are we blind?
因为人偏行什么？己路。
Because man walks his own ways.
我们这个没有听神的话的罪。叫我们生命变成瞎眼。
Our sin of not listening to God's words that caused us to become blind.
今天神要医治我们的瞎眼。
Today, Lord wants to cure us of this blindness.
医治肉眼容易啊。
It's easy to cure the physical blindness.
医治他的病根可不容易啊。
It's not easy to cure the root of this problem.
现在要这个人做这件事情是什么意思？
What does it mean, what's the meaning of asking this man to do this, to walk all the way down and back?
不要跟耶稣讲理。
The lesson is do not argue with Jesus.
对不对？他可以讲很多很多的理跟耶稣说不要这样做了太麻烦了。
There are a lot of reasons that he could argue with Jesus to persuade him not to do this.
我们一天到晚就跟耶稣讲理的。
Day in, day out, we just argue with Jesus.
耶稣叫我们这样做我们就为什么？
Jesus tells us to do this and we ask why.
耶稣要我们那样我们也说为什么那么麻烦
？And Jesus wants us to do that, and then we also ask why.
为什么我那么倒霉
？Why do we suffer like this?
我们天天在耶稣面前辩论。
Every day we complain to Jesus.
那你会发现耶稣根本不跟我们辩论。
Have you discovered that Jesus never?
当耶稣说这样做的时候，这个瞎子。
When Jesus told this blind man to do the, as he said,
他爬也好，滚也好，跌倒也好，他也照着去做。
Be he crawl or tumble or whatever, he do what as he's commanded.
他做完以后他就怎么样看见
When he finished, he see.
这是他的第一步。
This is first step.
第二步。
The second step.
后面这个时候他看见的是肉眼看见。
But now at this time, his physical eyes can see.
故事并没有这样没有停在这里。
But the story did not end here.
后来我们就知道这引起轩然大波。
But then we also know that this, what he did caused a great disturbance. The details you can read about it on your own.
总而言之，这个年轻人为耶稣做了见证。他说，这个人是不是罪人，我不知道。
To summarize, this man made testimony for Jesus.
但是一件事情我知道。
He said, if this man is he guilty or not, I do not know. But
我以前是瞎子。
One thing I know, I was blind.
现在看见了。
Now I can see.
所以这个叫我看见的人，他绝对不是罪人。
So this man who caused me to see, he's not a sinner.
因为我所知道的上帝不听罪人的祷告。
Because I know the God I believe.
他能够叫我好，这个人一定是好人。
The God will not listen to a sinner.
所以他能够叫我好，就证明他一定是一个神的仆人。
So because he prayed to God and caused me to see, that means he's a servant of God.
这些犹太的这些宗教领袖气死了。
So all these leaders, the Jewish leaders, they were all.
就把这个年轻人怎么样？赶出会堂。
And they drove this young man out of the synagogue.
开除党籍。
And he was excommunicated.
你从今以后不要在我们犹太人中间混了。你走吧你。
He said, they say from now on you cannot be among us.
他的父母亲可惹不敢惹这件事。
The young man's parents would not dare, even dare touch this man.
他们来问他爸爸妈妈说，这个是不是你儿子？
And they asked his parents, is this your son?
他怎么看得见的？
And they asked, how did he see?
你去问他，我们不方便说。
And they just would not give an answer.
所以他们没有敢为耶稣做见证，虽然他们亲眼知道自己的儿子瞎子变成看得见。
The parent did not dare to be witness to what Jesus did, even though they know how their son's eyes were cured.
所以他们有保留。
So they have reservations.
因此他们没有认识耶稣是谁。
Therefore, that's why they do not know who Jesus is.
但是这个儿子付了个代价。
But this son, he paid the price.
他被赶出去了。
He was driven out.
因着这个缘故。
Because of this reason.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible told us.
35节。耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来就遇见他，就对他说：“你信神的儿子吗？”三十五节。
In verse 35, it says, Jesus heard that they had put him out and finding him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
三十六节，他回答说：“主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？”
He answered, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?"
三十七节，一起念喽。
37, we'll read together.
耶稣说
Jesus said to him,
你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。
38节 verse 38,
他说，主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。
And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him.
对，这个时候他心中的眼睛怎么样，开了。
At this time, the eyes in his heart had opened.
而那些所有肉眼看得见的人，
And all those who can see with the physical eyes, including his parents,
通通还怎么样?
They all remain blind.
虽然肉眼看见, 心眼还是瞎子。
Even though their physical eyes could see, but in their hearts they remain blind.
怎么造成他们的瞎眼呢?
So what caused them to keep on being
blind? 怎么造成这个年轻人反而看得见的呢?
What caused this young man to be able to see?
代价
is the price.
代价就是这两组人的差别。
The price that they paid is the difference between these two groups of people.
他们为什么听没有听见，看没有看见呢？
How come they hear but they don't hear, and they see but they do not see?
虽然耶稣在他们面前，
Even though Jesus is there,
也发生了，
Even though miracles have happened,
瞎子照瞎不误。
But blind, those who are blind will keep on being blind.
他的为什么他们永远是他们？
Why do they keep on remaining as they?
因为这批人不出代价。
Because these people, they do not pay the price.
但是这个年轻人为什么能够看见认识了耶稣，不但肉眼看见了，心眼看见了呢？
But how could this young man be able to see Jesus, not only physically, but also in his heart?
他出了代价。
Because he paid the price.
他开除也干。
He was driven out.
这个代价很高的。
He's willing to accept that.
但是因为他这样子，他就得着了。
It's such a high price, but because he did that, that's why he received.
这就是他们与我们的差别。
This is the difference between they and we.
这一批被称为我们的，都是付了代价来跟耶稣的人。
Those who are called we have all paid the price to follow Jesus.
这批能够看见的人，是因为他们答应了耶稣的呼召，就跟随耶稣的人。
These who can see.They can see because they heard Lord Jesus calling and they followed him.
所以我刚刚问大家，到底我们是在这两组人，是属于他们还属于我们，这个差别在这里。
So I just asked everyone, what's the difference between those who are they and those who are we?
弟兄姊妹，我们都是瞎眼。
Brothers and sisters, we're all blind.
现在问题是，你要不要看见？
Now the question is, do you want to see?
他的秘诀就是这个第九章约翰福音的这个瞎子的榜样。
And this key and the secret is exemplified by the blind young man in chapter 9.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有天上的异象？
Brothers and sisters, do we have vision from heaven?
不是神有没有给我们，神已经给我们了。
It's not whether God has given us, God has already given us the vision.
现在的问题不是神有没有给我们，
The question is not whether God has given us.
现在的问题，我们是你们还是他们？
The question is, are we or among them?
这个是我们每一个人自己要回答的。
This isn't a question you need to answer on your own.
讲台没有办法负这个责任。
There's no way I could be responsible for
you. 你的弟兄姊妹也没有办法替你负这个责任。
Neither could your brothers and sisters help you.
只有我们自己在神的面前要回答这个问题。像这个青年的生来就是瞎眼，他在神面前要负这个责任。
The only way is that we answer this question toward God, just like how this blind young man answered towards God.
我们的一生有多少神迹奇事在我们的身上？
For our lives, how many miracles have happened in our lives?
但是有没有给你一个 passion 为主而活呢？
But did it give us a passion to live for the Lord?
这是今天教会所需要的。
This is what today's church needs.
有没有 passion 就是你有没有看见。
Do you have passion? Whether you have passion determines whether you can see or not.
我们低头祷告。
Let's all bow and pray.
主，我们在你面前向你祷告。
Lord, we want to pray before you.
主啊，我们真是不知道自己瞎眼多厉害。
Lord, we don't know how blind we are.
主啊，只有在你自己的真光的里头，我们有一天开始知道我们实在是瞎眼。
Lord, only in your light can we know that we are truly blind.
主啊，求你可怜我们。
Lord, have pity on us.
你当年怎样医治那个 瞎子？
How you cured that blind young man?
你也医治了那个你那些跟随你的门徒他们心灵的眼睛。
And how you cured your disciples' eyes in their hearts.
你也医治了保罗的瞎眼。
And you also cured Paul's blindness.
让这些历史历代的圣徒他们被你光照了。
So that all these saints, they were enlightened by your light.
所以今天我们也面临相同的问题。
Lord, today we face the same problem.
主啊，我们需要天上的异象。
Lord, we need a vision from heaven.
我们需要能够看得见。
We need to be able to see.
求你开我们的眼睛。
Lord, please open our eyes.
求你给我们有这个年轻人的心智。
So that we may have the heart of this young blind man.
让我们愿意顺服耶稣所说的每一句话。
So that we would have a willing heart to obey everything that Jesus said.
我们不再跟你辩理了。
We will no longer reason with you.
主啊，只有顺服。
Lord, just obedience to you.
顺服你的话的人就有福了。
Those who obey your words are blessed.
主啊，但愿我们每一个都做顺命的儿女。
Lord, may every one of us be your children who obeys you.
让你的话不是空空的说。
So may your words not be empty.
让你的话能够落在好土里。
So your words may be sown on good soil.
能够结出30、60、100倍的果子来荣耀你的名。
So they may bear fruit many folds.
主啊，开我们的眼睛。
Lord, open our eyes.
这是我们今天向你的祷告。
This is our prayer to you today.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray this in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.